Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Okay. If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. Dr. Doom. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Call him Dr.
Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Good morning, Dr. Doom.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good point, by the way. You said enough. DeSantis, Abbott, and other electeds, in my opinion, are responsible for the deaths of thousands because of willful disregard of life-saving measures to stop the spread of COVID. They must be legally held accountable. I couldn't agree with you more. What response have you gotten thus far?
Well, I've spoken to some legal scholars at the Columbia Law School and other places, and we're exploring it right now, but I haven't really gotten yet lawyers popping up in Ohio, Texas, and Florida, which is really what I would like to see.
Yeah. Well, I love yesterday, Ron DeSantis, he's obviously done nothing but politicize masks and this virus. So yesterday, he laments the politicization of face masks. He said, I don't know why the masks have politics around it. That's so hard to figure out. Let the parent make the decision what's best for their kids. If you want to do masks, do it. If you don't. That's fine. That is so anti-science, as you eat your oatmeal, which is good for your cholesterol.
Yeah.
But that is so anti-science. That's the whole point of masking, is everyone has to do it, right? It's not just like if you feel like it. That's okay.
We have to get away from this notion that making decisions that help stop the spread of COVID is somehow a personal decision.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my body, this is not about abortion rights. This is about the need to protect our entire society from COVID. And we got tools. The tools are masking, vaccines, separation, and anything else that we need to do to keep it from spreading. It's not about you folks only.
And by
the
way,
it is partly that, but you know, we got a bigger responsibility than just ourselves.
And thank God the law has shot him down, right? The courts have ruled against his bans and penalizing the school district. I mean, somebody tweeted he's literally selling anti-mask merchandise. Don't Fauci my Florida and all that. I mean, talk about who's politicized this more than Ron DeSantis. And this, Doc, as a pediatrician, I mean, this is, okay, about 252,000 new coronavirus cases were reported among children last week. This marks the largest number of new pediatric COVID cases in a single week since the pandemic began, and it comes right as millions of kids are heading back to school. So that was over almost 9,000 new pediatric cases reported during the week of June 24th. The highest spike, of course, in Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, among the states that saw the highest number of new cases. I mean, this is just not hard to figure out anymore, is it? It is all the states with low vaccination rates.
Yeah. Yeah, so here's the message. If you live in a state or a community with few people being vaccinated and nobody required to wear a mask, you are going to be in the, you know, bullseye of this crazy virus, and especially the Delta variant, and it's coming after you. That's what it is. And you know, I feel sorry for people who care about all these public health measures who do live in Texas or Florida or Ohio, because they are being affected. They're being threatened by the people who don't comply with those basic recommendations, especially getting vaccinated.
I was reading, I just mentioned this one tweet. In March, Idaho parents encouraged kids to burn masks on the Capitol steps. Do you remember those scenes? Well, now hospitals in Idaho are in crisis mode, rationing care. Fauci just said we're perilously close to officials needing to make choices about who gets an ICU bed, who doesn't. 80% of ICU beds across the country are in use, with obviously higher in low vaccination areas. I mean, it's... I was reading that, which we knew this was going to happen. The Sturgis motorcycle event produced a 600% surge in COVID-19 cases. Yeah. I mean, Doc, you must just, when you watch these full stadiums, no vaccination required, no masking required, these full college stadiums full. I can't imagine how it makes you feel to see these.
Well,
scenes.
You know, you may be hearing a little more anger in my voice and tone today, Steph. I think this is happening throughout the medical and public health community. We're like, we're in disbelief. We're disgusted that we can't get a handle on this. These are hospital admissions, ICU admissions, and deaths that are essentially avoidable, preventable. And it's very, very difficult to deal with for docs. I used to run a pediatric ICU in the beginning of my career, and it is an unbelievable stress if your ICU is filled up and you can't take the next patient from the emergency room. So now we have this happening wholesale everywhere in hospital after hospital. And it's a horrifying thing. We have nurses who are so demoralized and overworked that they're quitting in droves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a crisis in formation right now that's getting worse and worse by the day, Steph.
I said yesterday, do people not realize we're at four times the number we were a year ago before we had the vaccine? I mean, it is, hey, you tried to warn. You said, don't let your guard down this Labor Day. Weather beautiful, but COVID's raging and super dangerous. Big gatherings, no masks, remain a threat. Too many unvaccinated, including kids. Breakthrough's a problem. So sorry to say. I guess, okay. I mean, we're out here in LA. I don't know if you heard, we're doing our part. LA just is, today, will vote to mandate a vaccine for kids 12 and over in school.
Yep.
Do you think that will hopefully start a wave across the country?
I hope so. But, you know, it's not like somebody does something or a state enacts some particular regulation that suddenly gets picked up like it's spreading throughout the country. I think there's still a lot of work to do. And I think people should keep pointing to examples like L.A. and say they did it. Why don't we do it? And hopefully that'll happen. And by the way, I think there's a lot bigger role now for parents to become advocates, and not just for their own kids, but for all children, because the governments are not doing it. So I'd love to see a big rising up of parents who are demanding that schools and states and local jurisdictions do the right thing when it comes to preventing COVID spread.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doc, I hate to, you know, it's a Dr. Doom segment. I hate to veer into the good news, but, you know, it really does seem like it's a good news, bad news sort of scenario. Let me ask you what you think we're going to hear today from the president. We were saying it seemed like Jen Psaki teased. I was like, are they going to rule, the FAA going to rule on airplanes, a vaccine mandate? Because that would be fantastic. She seemed like, you know, she didn't say that for sure, but it sounded like, I mean, what is there anything you think we're going to hear tonight that would surprise you?
Well, one of the things is I think for sure there's going to be they're going to find every single individual that works for or is contracted by the government and say they've already started doing this, you must be vaccinated, otherwise you're not working here. You're going to be dismissed. Mm-hmm. And that goes for contractors as well as regular employees, as I was saying. And I think we'll see more enforceable actions in transportation hubs and other things. But basically, this is going to be the president imploring people to get vaccinated for their good and for the good of the country. But, you know, this has been happening now for many months, and we're making some slow progress, but we still have tens of millions of people who remain unvaccinated. And we'll see. But these next few months are going to be critical until all children are eligible to be vaccinated, which is coming, and until there's a lot more enforceable action in the states, Stephanie.
So, Doc, we were talking about the good news study, particularly the three of us, Chris Travis and I, who've had COVID and gotten two mRNA shots. But, you know, all these new studies are finding, like, what they're calling superhuman immunity in people like that. I mean, I'm starting to rethink, like, oh, do I have better protection than I thought I did? Again, not to be, I mean, we're still being safe. Yeah. And, you know, but this story that everybody's talking about, I just wanted to get your take on in the New York Times, 1 in 5,000. So the CDC reported a terrifying fact in July. Again, this is science. It's evolving, as we know.
Yeah.
The people with vaccinated people with the Delta variant carried roughly the same viral load in their noses and throats as unvaccinated people. In recent weeks, however, more data has become available to suggest the tour picture is less alarming. Yes, Delta has increased the chances of getting COVID for almost everyone, but if you're vaccinated, the COVID infection is still uncommon, and those high viral loads are not as worrisome as they initially sounded. How small are the chances of the average vaccinated American contracting COVID? Probably about 1 in 5,000 per day, and even lower for people who take precautions or live in a highly vaccinated area. So they're saying where you are, Doc, like in the Northeast, as well as Chicago, LA, San Francisco areas, the chances are more like 1 in 10,000.
Right.
Places, right, that are more vaccinated.
That's probably true, but I think it's worth pointing out, Stephanie, and that these are snapshots of a particular day with particular amounts of data. What we've learned, if nothing else, about coronavirus is that it mutates like crazy. We don't know. Yeah. Right now we're dealing with almost entirely the Delta variant of coronavirus. Will that change? I don't know. But I think people could feel good if they've gotten vaccinated, if they've gotten both doses of mRNA or the J&J single dose vaccine. Eventually, they're going to need to get a booster shot. I believe that. But if that is the case, even if you have a lot of virus, you're carrying a lot of virus in your nasal cavities and in your throat, the vaccinated people have a greater ability to keep that from spreading to vital organs and from you getting very sick or need to go to the hospital.
Right.
So the good news is the vaccines work.
Right. Well, this is what the main thing I took from the story. They're saying the infection rates in the least vaccinated states are about four times as high as in the most vaccinated states. Again, going to your point, it's just vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. But this part, if the entire country had received shots at the same rate as the Northeast or California, the current Delta wave would be a small fraction of its current size. As we all know, Delta is a problem. New York Times writes, vaccine hesitancy is a bigger problem. But that what you just said, I think, is really key. Let's just go over it again. Even when the size of the viral loads are similar, the virus behaves differently in the noses and throats of the vaccinated. Right. In an unvaccinated person, a viral load is akin to an enemy facing little resistance. In a vaccinated person, the human immune system launches a powerful response, tends to prevail quickly, often before the host body gets sick or infects others, that the viral loads were initially similar in size can end up being irrelevant. So because what this goes to, Doc, I just want to skip to the end because one doctor said even with Delta, the overall risk for the vaccinated remain extremely small. She said the messaging over the last month in the U.S. has basically served to terrify the vaccinated and make the unvaccinated eligible adults doubt the effectiveness of the vaccines. Neither of those views is warranted, is what she said. So I think that's important because the breakthrough cases has made the vaccine hesitant, in some cases even more vaccine hesitant. And the fact is, it is incredibly powerful, these vaccines, aren't they?
They're extremely powerful, they're extremely effective, and they're very safe. So the vaccine hesitant or the resistant need to reevaluate their positions now. And I think the data that you're citing is actually very encouraging. It says, like we just were talking about, you may carry the virus, but the chance of you having to go to the hospital are virtually nil. It's an incredibly small likelihood, and I think people ought to pay attention to that.
Yeah, well, this is in a new ABC News Washington Post poll. Nearly half of adults judge their risk of getting sick from coronavirus as either moderate or high, even though 75% of adults have received at least one shot. In reality, the risk of getting any version of the virus remains small for the vaccinated, and the risk of getting badly sick remain minuscule, as you just said. But I think we need to just keep pushing that out there, right? Because that's, you know, and I take it from, you know, that it has made me basically go back into lockdown. All the stuff we've heard about the Delta variant.
Yeah.
But
And things are changing, which is the other point I'm making. But I think whatever's been changing, and one of the things that's been changing is that the immune protection may not last as long as we initially thought. And the fix for that is we're going to get a booster shot. Once that happens, and we're able to vaccinate all children, we'll be living in a different world, which is so enticing.
Yeah,
it's so important. And I think it's very one of the, I guess, the big difficulty now is the truly vaccine resistant have been impervious to these arguments. For some reason, they're not getting it. And they'd rather believe BS on the Internet than the messages from medical and health public health professionals.
Yep. All right, Doc. By the way, home tests, yes or no? I heard a segment on MSNBC saying yes. Should we get the home tests, the $20-25 buck ones for the show? Are they worth it, or too much a risk of positive or false positive or false negative results?
You know, the tests that, the home test kits or the rapid tests that are out there, some of them are way better than others, and the data is not really encouraging. I think it's something to do, but there are false positives and false negatives, and people need to be careful. And really, the best are the PCR tests that people get in the official.
Okay.
Testing sex.
All right. Love you, Dr. Doom. We're way long as usual.
Thanks,
thank you. See ya.
Bye, guys.
Bye.